I would say not to worry and that you're doing it anyway. It's just being able just to take a step back, reflect upon what you're doing, being able to evidence it, and if not, have the confidence to think about your role, the scope of occupational therapy, the scope of your role. And you don't have to be in a job, the job title occupational therapy, as long as you're practicing your occupational therapy skills to maintain your registration. Have that confidence to acknowledge that and to act upon that and to reflect upon what you are doing as an individual and how your CPD can help to improve your own practice and for your service users as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the important point, isn't it? It's remembering why we're doing it in the first place. It is all about to maintain the best possible quality of service we can, give the people who use our services and give them confidence and trust and that we're fit to practice. For me though, I think a top tip would be separate out the learning you have to do from the folder you have to fill in. That the two, yes, they're related, but actually we have to keep learning, and we would have to do that anyway even if we weren't audited, to maintain our professional skills, to maintain our competence. So separate out those two components, and so it's not, like you say, just all about the audit and the portfolio.
And also that it's a fundamental part of our code of ethics and also our professional standards. So yeah, even if it wasn't a registration element to it, it's still a fundamental part of what we should do and what we do do.
And part of what makes us a professional.
Yes, exactly.
Mine was going to be very similar, actually. I was going to say, you know, even though you might expect me, you know, from the regulator to focus on the audit, actually, I was going to say, don't focus on it, you know, don't get so hung up on the audit, because although we do have this audit every 2 years, you know, we know that that causes people a lot of anxiety still. We know people don't want to see that letter landing on their doorstep. But actually, you know, as we've sort of hinted at, you know, CPD is a really important part of being a professional, and it's not all about, you know, doing things in just in case you're audited or worrying about it. And if you are selected for audit, there's lots of information and support available, and hopefully, you know, putting together that profile, if you're selected for HCPC audit, you know, we hope wouldn't be too onerous, and you could draw upon things that you've already got and where you've already recorded things. So yeah, that would be my tip, is that, you know, focus on why you're doing CPD, which is about, you know, maintaining that kind of enthusiasm and you know, excitement about your profession, keeping up to date with what's new, being engaged, but you know, don't worry about the audit and just cross that bridge if you have to when you come to it.
Saying that, one of our members wrote a fabulous piece in OT News about her experiences of being audited twice. And she actually really valued it. She saw it as a CPD activity in itself. She saw it as a really good opportunity to just reflect on how far she'd developed in that time. She wrote a really lovely piece that sort of demystified it all in some ways.
We hear that too, actually, that people say that they really, believe it or not, they actually enjoy the experience because they find it does give them that opportunity to pause and to reflect. And actually, when you look back on the last 2 years of your professional practice, people are surprised by how much they have done in, by way of CPD. And taking that time out to sort of take a step back and look at it actually can be sort of quite affirming, I think.
Yeah.